Thank you for calling
T-Bird Jewels, Daryl speaking.
Hi, Daryl. It's Tom. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, everything's pretty good. How are you doing?
Slow, man. Really slow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I wonder why that is.
What's going on in the world?
Besides everything else, right?
It's crazy out there. People are just cutting, you know, they're just, look what's happening in the stock market. Everything's going in the toilet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw gold went down to about 4,400 or so.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. From five?
From five, yeah. Yeah, actually, I'm checking right now. Yeah, right now it's at 44.95. Yeah, I know. Last I heard it was around 5, and then one of my dudes I work with, he had told me that it was down around 44 this week. I was like, wow, I was surprised that it went down that much.
Well, people are really concerned about what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, when there's uncertainty around the world.
Well, we got one guy that's creating all the uncertainty. You never know what he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, how do you expect people to react? He doesn't tell anybody anything, just does what he wants to do.
Yeah.
You know, so everybody suffers the consequences of it.
Right. Well, you hope that obviously we have our best interests in mind at the end of the day.
Well, at the end of the day, I don't think this thing was very well thought out. Because once you get in something like this, how do you get out?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, they got nothing to lose. The way they look at it. And then you know what I mean, the Iranians. The people there, the citizens there, but the government, you know, the people who run the country, they couldn't care less.
Oh, yeah. They'll watch their country burn to the ground.
They don't care. They don't care about the people and care about anything.
Right.
And they're more concerned about, you know, having an uprising from within.
Mm-hmm.
That's their next big concern, controlling the population once they get through this other thing.
Yeah.
And you know, we're getting a lot of misinformation about what's really going on, and people are getting concerned because when you have somebody that has no rails, what are you going to do? You know, you just never know what the next move is going to be. So that impacts business big time.
Yeah.
You know the automobile industry, you know how much those tariffs cost the automobile industry in 25?
No, how much?
$35 billion.
Holy cow.
I get automotive news. So I was reading, you know, and it's $35 billion. Who do you think pays for it? We do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Ultimately, right?
Oh, sure. Taxpayers, for sure.
And yeah. Higher prices.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. Listen, I'm looking forward to the event.
Yeah, absolutely. I know. Well, just a couple weeks away.
Yep. So, year's moving by quickly.
I know. Can you believe first quarter's already done?
I know. It's pretty amazing. So, hey, but business has really been really cool. I've had a lot of cancellations. It's been really very eye-opening, honestly.
Yeah. Well, this time of year, though, is usually a little wonky, Daryl. I mean, you're just the beginning of spring and whatnot.
Tom, I've never seen it this quiet, honestly.
Really?
I mean, it really is. It is. And people have pulled back significantly.
Are you doing a lot with repairs still, and you know, day-to-day things?
No, just everything is slowed down. honestly, it's just been really, and Las Vegas is suffering anyway.
Yeah, I know they've lost quite a. You guys have lost quite a bit, right, with tourism.
Oh yeah, well that impacts everything.
Well, it just gets so expensive, right? I mean.
Well, it's ridiculous what they're doing.
Yeah, down by the strip is just insane.
And it's off, but it has impact all over, you know, because it affects everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Well, a lot of your locals work down by the strip, I'm sure.
Oh well, yeah. I mean, it's a huge part of the economy here.
Mm-hmm.
But they're raping people. And they want to do anything about it. They don't care.
Yeah, you have to make it more affordable for people to actually come into town.
Exactly. I mean, when you go in the casino, and you know, you order a bottle of water, it's $10. And then the better ones. Can you imagine?
Right. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
50-cent bottle of water, $10.
Jeez. Good business would be walking the street with cases of water, selling for $5. You'd be doing everybody a favor.
I know. But they charge you to park. I'm going down there tonight. So, you know, we're going to go have dinner. I'm going to go see the Eagles tonight.
Oh, nice.
Because I've seen them before, but I'm going to go with my sister-in-law and brother-in-law and some other people. We've got great seats. And
where are they playing at?
At the Sphere.
Oh, they're at the Sphere? Oh, wow. That'll be awesome.
Well, I've seen them before there.
Okay.
But it's a great experience, but we got floor seats. And, the tickets were like $700. Well, dinner for each of us would probably be like $100 each. And they're gonna, you know, we're gonna Uber down. We didn't want to take a car down there.
Mm-hmm.
So ridiculous.
Yeah. I hear that Sphere is something else, though.
It is. When you come, if you're gonna come in for the show, you need to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to. I know. Last time I
was there, attached to the Venetian.
Right. Last time I was there, it was the Grateful Dead was playing, and I had a couple of coworkers that went, and they said it was a phenomenal experience. I didn't go to the show last year. I don't know what was playing at that time.
Yeah, but you should try to go if you can.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to.
You know, look it up before you go and see what's playing, and get some tickets and go.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth it. Really, it is. It's a great experience.
I'm sure floor seats are a completely different experience. That'll be something.
Well, we had pretty good seats. I had pretty good seats the last time too. It was a great experience.
Well, I hope you have a good time down there, Daryl. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah. What else is going on? I mean, you've been busy. I see diamond prices dropped again.
Yeah, I know. They dropped a little bit. I mean, we're still getting requests for larger stones.
Well, that's really good. Well, those didn't go up.
Right. Yeah, they've been.
It's all the small stuff.
Table.
Anything under 2 carats dropped dramatically.
Yeah, I couldn't believe I just put together a 3-stone package for a customer on 1-carat rounds, GVS2 GIH, $3,000 a carat. Mind-boggling to me. Literally 3-4 years ago, I mean, that's a $5,000, $5,500 per carat stone. It's just insane.
Yeah. It's insane. But labs are just killing. They're just killing the business.
Yeah, but at the same time, I don't see labs sticking around forever either. Look what Signet just did, and I mean, if you typically follow what they do, you know, they're obviously going to be making moves, you know, for the best of their business. They just dropped James Allen, and I believe Blue Nile now is going to Blue Nile is not going to list lab grown anymore either. So they see the writing on the wall where there's not going to be any profits on the lab grown's.
Well, on the stores, I know they take a huge markup. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
They take like a 5-time markup on that crap.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
we don't.
you almost have to, though, to make them worthwhile.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, it's they're raping people.
Mm-hmm.
But most, don't forget, most of the people that bought shop there, it's all credit.
Yeah.
Huh?
Right. They're making money on the credit.
They're making it both ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, they're not dealing with a lot of very sophisticated people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they can do whatever they want to do, but you know, Rolex's acquisition with Bucherer, they're getting slaughtered.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they're laying a lot of people off. It's not working out anything close to what they thought it'd be.
Yeah, I heard Rolex, they sent out letters to a lot of their stores this year, Rolex dealer, and they don't want them carrying lab at all. No lab in any cases that'll be near the
Well,
Rolex.
Yeah, that's none of their business.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they're
Well, first of all, those stores, most of the stores that, the majority of the stores are no longer, are not really in stores that carry jewelry. You know, they have set their own separate stores. So, I don't know. That's one of the reasons I'm glad that I have nothing to do with them. I mean, they're such assholes. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, that's none of their business.
Were you a Rolex store at one point?
Yeah, we were. We were a Rolex dealer for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
But here in Las Vegas, there's no fine watch. There's no fine anything sold off the Strip. You know that?
There's none on the Strip?
No, there's no fine jewelry, fine watches, designer clothing, brands sold off the Strip.
Oh, sold
outside
off of the Strip. Okay.
Yeah. None. It's the only major city like that in the country.
Wow. Yeah, that's unique. Now, why is that?
I don't know. Because the clientele here is unbelievable. They want to make, well, and the people that shop here, they don't really want to go to the Strip shop anyway. So they do it if they have no other choice, or when they travel, they can go shop. People here can shop any place they want.
Yeah, you would think those big-time brands would understand that.
They don't. You know, they have four Tiffany stores within a 2.5 mile radius on the Strip, and there's not one off the Strip. And they have four or five Tiffany stores. They're all on the Strip.
Mm-hmm.
Cartier, everybody. Nothing. Louis Vuitton, Chanel, all those type of brands. There's nothing off the Strip. But they did us a favor, to be honest with you. Because I don't want people telling me how to run my business.
Mm-hmm.
Especially them.
Right.
Fuck them.
Yeah, Val, you have the liberty to run your business however you want. You don't have to be...
We're going to do that anyway, you know.
Right.
I don't want to be in a position where I have to, you know, I can't sell product that I own and I have in the store, and I have to be told what I can do, what I can't do.
Right, how much you have to market.
Spend millions of dollars to build something that ultimately they're going to wind up taking over anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to pick and choose what stores they're going to buy, and they've already shown what their plan is. Stores where, you know, where the leases are up are coming to an end, they're going in, and if they want that store, they're going to the landlord and going directly to the landlord and taking the stores away. That's been several instances I've heard so far. Can you imagine that?
And then they're just making it a Rolex store.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They've done this, several people I've heard about, and they're Nazis in tuxedos.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's a whole different story. But I don't have to deal with it, so it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, well, it's good that you're out of that situation then.
Yeah, well, you know, it hurt. It was very hurtful, but, you know, we're adapting, and it's, you know, you lose a lot of that clientele too, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there are a lot of needy people in this world, and they need those type of things to make them feel good. I'm not like that. I don't need that crap.
Mm-hmm.
But
you just provide it for other people.
I'm happy to provide it for other people.
Right.
You know, hey, listen, you know, that's you know. But fortunately, you know, we give. It's all about the experience here. It's not about what we carry. It's about how we treat our.
How
customers.
You treat people, yeah.
Exactly.
That's what'll keep them coming back.
Well, our brand is more important than theirs, and that's what we work on. Can't worry about anything else. I can't worry about the people that shop online. You know, I'm not going to do business. I'm not doing business online. You know, that's another avenue, but it's a whole different world, and. You know, it requires a whole different mentality when you're in that part of the business. And I know people that have been in it and gotten killed. You know, it's a lot of risk out there. Because,
mm-hmm.
You know, they order stuff and they return it. And, you know, you don't have a lot of choice.
Yeah,
it's fraud. A lot of,
yeah, once you open yourself up to selling online, yeah, that's just a completely different animal.
It is, and you have to deal with all the consequences of it. Mm-hmm. You know, the fraud and all the other crap that comes along with it.
Yeah, right.
There's more fraud today. It's unbelievable what's out there.
Yeah, that would be a very difficult thing, I would imagine, especially if you as you're trying to.
Well, a lot of stores are doing it. So, you know, James Allen, that was their main motto.
That was
and it. And they're closing it up.
Work. Yeah, right.
So how good could have that been?
Right.
So anyway, listen, I got to go. I'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right, sounds good, Daryl.
Yeah, but business sucks here right now. It's really quiet.
Well, let me know if there's any specific projects you have working.
I'll tell you, we've had more cancellations, and it's been very, very challenging. So I'm just being honest with you.
Yeah. Well, I'll take.
But I'm
I'll
looking forward to our. I'm looking forward to that adventure with you.
I'm looking forward to you being here.
And I appreciate, you know, being invited. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Have a good one. Thank you, Tom. You're a good guy, and your follow-through is amazing.
Well, enjoy your weekend.
Okay.
We'll catch up soon.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.